Zog de Gemara daf ein hey mit alef on the top of the two dots. Ein zoilin es a Pesach. So the Mishnah said they were not zoil the Pesach with mateches, with metal, because it's called chamik tzose cham kuloi, and it's liay de eish and not liay de dova acher. So you can't have a metal spit. And then the Mishnah continued, veloi ala asklo. You can't use a grill either. A grill is made out of metal. So mele, it's right, going to be considered chama yedei davar acher and not al yedei de eish. On that, the Mishnah finishes, omer reb tzodek, maise brim gamliel, shomer letevi yavdoi, tsei v'tzolol onus ha-pesach ala asklo. So it seems like a contradiction. Rebbe Gamliel told Tevi Avdoi to be tzoyle on an asklo. The commission just finished saying not to use an asklo because it's metal and it's considered cham ayde dov acher, not cham ayde eish. It needs sli ayde eish, not sli ayde dov acher. So what's the maisa lister? Zog the Gemara. Maisa lister? Yes, maisa seems contradictory. Zog the Gemara, chsur mechsel vachy gatoni. V'im asklo menu keves. If the asklo is menu keves, meaning the grill has a large gap in it, and the meat doesn't touch the grill itself. So how does it stick in midair? How does it stand? So you take the shpoit. We're not talking about a metal shpoit. The metal shpoit we're saying now is not to be used, because chamek tzos acham kuloi, and it's called mischamem ayded of acher. You have a regular shpoit shel rimoin. But you take the shpoit shel rimoin, and you place it on the grill in the other direction. That means the grill's grates are very far apart in a horizontal direction. And you take the shpoit, and you put it in a vertical direction, with the ends of the shpoit touching the metal of the grill. So the meat is not touching the grill. The metal, the shpoit, the wooden shpoit is touching the metal of the grill. Over there, there's no problem. When the askla is menu keves, so you, such an askla you can use. You can indeed use an askla if the meat doesn't touch the askla, because then it's not nischamem ayde dov acher, it's nischamem ayde eish. The askla itself is metal, but that's not touching the meat. It's touching the wood of the ends of the shpoit that are in the other direction that are holding it up. Like you have beams of a sukkah, so the beams hold up the schach. The beams go one direction, the schach go another direction. So here also, the shpoit, Zog Rashi, is being held up by the askla's two ends that is with a gap in between, and that's where the meat is. By an askla menu keves, that's where Gamliel was matir. Zog Gemara, maisa listach su mechzavach ketoni. V'im askla menu keves, then muta. Zog Rashi, menu keves, asui kebrichim, they made like different grades, ke'en shalonu, v'yesh cholol golda ben briach lebriach, there's a big gap between the two brichim, v'nois en ha-shpoid l'roichvoi, and you place the shpoid l'roichvoi the other direction, v'chol atle nitzle ba'avir, and now the tle is being roasted in the air above the fire, she'ben shnei brichim, she'en besorin agea ba'barzel. So there's no problem, because it's not touching the barzel, so there's no issue whatsoever. That means this is the chesu in mechsen Mishnah. We're saying, the Mishnah says, if the askla, we taka don't use an askla. But if the askla is menu keves, then it's mutter. And on that, the Mishnah finishes. V'omer reb tzodek ma'is abrim gamliel. Sh'omer letevi avdoi. Tzei v'tzol alonu is ha-pesach ala askla menu keves. Because it was taka an askla menu keves. Now, Reb Gamliel, we had, be'etzim, is, are we talking about Reb Gamliel's bizman ha-mikdosh? Reb Gamliel was after bizman ha-mikdosh. So what he did was only a zeichel karm pesach. So a zeichel karm pesach, it's not shver the fact that it's taka a different direction. Even if you're going with Toisus, that the beginning of the Perek Toisus says that the behemah is puma lamato by the Korban Pesach, over here it's on a grill where it's sideways. It's not puma lamato. So because here we're not talking about where it's a real Korban Pesach. It was only Rav Gamliel Zechel Korban Pesach. So maybe the krov weren't in it that you have to have it puma lamato for the dam from inside to come out like derech, because mechalchel, like we said, beit schita mechalchel. Over here it could even be sideways. So it won't be shver in the etzem oifen how he grilled it, the way it's described in the Mishnah that it should be puma lamata. Now l'chayr this etzem askla, if it's not touching if the boss is not touching the askla, what's the chiddush in the askla? It's not touching the boss, it's over the fire. So the Rishonim want to say, the Rimi Lunil and the Meiri, they want to say that the chiddush is they were not goyzer not to be tzoyla on an askla menu keves, or to that you might come to be tzoyla on an askla that's not menu keves. And that's taka the chiddush in this askla even by menu keves. Now there are shittas that hold that it's the Mashmoyis in the Rambam in Korban Pesach that be'etzem and askelim nukeves means that the bosser is taka on the askela. But since there's holes in there, so memela the fire is shoilet in the whole bosser, even in the area that is touching the askela. Because since there's holes, so memela it's shoilet in the whole bosser, even though it's on the askela. But the menukeves gufa makes it that it's shoilet the whole piece of the bosser. Zog the Gemara. Boy mine rav chinna ba idem rav adabam ava. Tana shesika beklipe orla. Orla is also bano. If you use instead of firewood, instead of coals, you use orla. Vigarfoy, but you scraped it away. Va'ofa by a sapas. So now, again, if you have the klipe orla itself, that we had a machlekes in Perikol Shah, that's called yeshvach eitzim bepas. That means if you have the eitzim itself as a machlokes, is shvach eitzim bepas also a muta. If you have an issa hanor that's heating up the bread, do we say that the bread is also banor because the eitzim itself are also banor, klipi arla also banor? That's called yeshvach eitzim bepas. Or do we say no, ein shvach eitzim bepas? That means it's being burnt, so we don't see any issa going into the pas. That's a machlokes in daf chavov. Now we're going lemanda omer that says yeshvach eitzim bepas. That means if you have the eitzim itself, the pas is also. Let's say the klipi arla was the eitzim, but you scraped it out. And now the tanner is still hot. It still has the remnants of heat that remain even after you remove the wood. So tanner shisika beklipi arla. The gofar, and you removed it. The offer by sapas. And now it's being baked by the heat that remains after you remove the eitzim. Le divrei oiser, the mandom, but it says shvach eitzim apas is also when the eitzim are there and themselves are there. Then we don't look at it like it's being burnt. But it's taka asers. The atzi arla would ask when it's in there, what's the din? Mao, what's it after you scraped it away? So Reb Leib, in his Sefer Chidusha by Leib, explains the study as follows. Do we say that the choim, the heat that remains, we look at it like eitzim? Just like when the eitzim are there, it's osir. So the choim that comes about because of the eitzim, we look at it, yeshvach eitzim apas, even after you're a garfoy. We see eitzim here. Or no, you don't see eitzim. The eitzim are not here. So how could it be that the choim is a din of shvach eitzim bepas? That's how Reb Leib explains. The Chazanish in Yoredeya says a little different. He says as follows. Avar the choim is not eitzim. Just the question is that since the choim was created through a dover osir, and dover osir bahano, meaning the eitzim are klipi arla. So it's, do we look at it as a yesh by mamash, even though it's only choim, that it's also a thing that came about through the dover osir bahano, so it's a mamoshi dike isa hano? Or do we say no? The choim is aimed by mamish. So you can't look at this as an issa no, and it won't extend the secondary step, like you call it, even to the choim. That's the suffix of the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, omalei hapas muteres. That means we don't say that the choim after garfoy has the mamashes of the shvach eitzim. Omalei v'omer abchina saba, omer avasi, omer abyechnon, tanar shisik of a garfoy. After you were goyrefit, that means you removed the eitzim. V'tzola boyis ha-pesach, ein zetzli eish. It says it's not a tzliyesh. Tzliyesh means on the fire. If you only have the choim after you remove the eitzim, it's not tzliyesh. Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk, tzliyesh, tzliyesh. It's two psukim. One is v'ochlas abosah b'layla zet tzliyesh, and one is al toichlum and enor v'oshem v'shem v'mayim kim tzliyesh. So because of the double pasuk that says tzliyesh, tzliyesh tepomim, time the golag rachmona tzliyesh, tzliyesh tepomim. Holo golag rachmona avamina tzliyesh. Who, meaning if not for the gilu of tzliyesh, tzliyesh, you would say choym is yes called tzliyesh. In fact, Markasha, you just said pas muteres, because it's not called that the eitzim are here anymore. Once you're garfit, we don't look at the choym as the eish, as the isahano of the klipi arlo. It says over here, tanish yesiko, it's not called the korban pesach tzliyesh after you're garfit, because it's shtei pomim tzliyesh. Is mashma, if not for that, it would be called eish. So the choym, why should the pas muteres? What?
How could you cook it in the
tanner?
You need a shud. You need sliyesh. A tanner, not sliyesh.
No, you have to have eish. Eish means fire. Wherever you have a fire.
Fire in the oven.
Fire in the oven. You have a fire in the oven. The oven means with fire. As long as it's not in a pot, in a bowl. You don't have to have a shpid. You just do a hechatimtz of holding it up. But if you want to put it in the oven, it's echad good. So if you're goyrefit, the choym is not called eish because it's the eish tepomim. It's mashma if not for that, it would be called eish. So it's a kash on the man that says that pas muteres. Omalei goli rachmona hosom v'yafina mino. That we take a little one from another. Over there we take a say, over there it happens to be l'chumra. Over there we take a say that it's not called tzliyesh once you removed it because it said tzliyesh, tzliyesh, tepomim. V'yalfino mino, and we learn out from there to here that it's the pas is going to be muta, and it's not called tzliyesh. Over here it happens to be lakula. Over here we say the it's not called is of ano from orla. But we're learning one from another. Tzliyesh, tzliyesh is megal on us, on our sugya. That's one teretz. We take to learn korban pesach from there. From korban pesach, I mean it's melamed to the pas, l'gabi klipi orla. V'yibo yiseimo, hosom time to kosach achmona, tzliyesh tepomim.
It's only because it says shtei pamim. Holoi kosov rachmona tzli yesh shtei pamim, hav amina. A esh kopit rachmona. I would say that the Torah is makpid dafka on esh, meaning on the heat itself. Va'afilu gor for nam tzli yeshu. You would say that over there it says tzli yesh shtei pamim. If it would not have said tzliyesh pamim, you would say even heat itself would be good. And you don't need mamish fire. Even garfa is called tzliyesh. That's tak over there where you need esh. So maybe chom is called esh. Aval hocha, eitzim di isur kakopit rachmona. Here there's a problem of isa hano. You can't compare the two sugyas. By korban pesach, you need esh. So tzliyesh, shtei pamim. If not for that, you would think that esh is also, heat is also called esh. Heat is called esh. Legabit tzliyesh. Masha engel legabit isa hano. Isa hano is only when you have the eitzim of klipi arli. You don't have them. You would go for it. So for that, for shtetz chizmuta. Aval ocha eitzim di suha kop kopit rachmona. Vol eisu, they're not around anymore.
So what's the difference between the first teretz and the second?
No, the first teretz is saying one is melaman and the other. Ein echanami. Just like Korban Pesach, it says tzliyesh tzrei zimna. If you don't have the real fire in your garfoy, it's not called eitz. And likewise, but a klipi arla, it's not a mutter, it's not called binyana from isa hano. We compare one to another. The second that we're saying, there's no shakas one to another. By Eish, there's a havamin if not for tzliyesh tzrei zimna. Choyim would also be called Eish, because it's mice, it's heat. Heat is called Eish. Mashenken over here, you don't have to come on to tzliyesh tzrei zimna. By klipi arla, even without the gilu of Korban Pesach, you know it's not also, because the eitzim are not here anymore. You're a garfoy. So you don't need a limud, you don't have to learn it from there. That's the difference between the two terutzim. Zog ma'otan rabbonim. Meaning, if you cut, now the question is, could you use gecholim as a heat exchange to be called tzliyesh? Chotcha, you cut up the carbon. V'nosei agabe gecholim. Rebbe Yoimer Anish zet tzliyesh. Meaning, that's also called tzliyesh. Putting it on the grates, on the coals, I mean, is called tzliyesh. How do you look at coals? Do you look at coals as fire or not? Algemene question. As a matter of fact, you can kasha a grill, the mushel. You need limun chomer for kashing the grates of a grill. If you go to a goyish place, you want to use a grill, the only way to kasha it, because the meat goes on there, is with limun chomer, a blowtorch. The person can say you can also use coals and cake the grills from both sides in the coals. Do you look at coals as eish or not? So that's Gemara's question. Chotch v'nosei gabi gecholim, Rebbe Yoimer, Oimer ani shezetz li eish. The goyin, as a matter of fact, says, on Leil say that we have a beya and we have a zroya. The beya we cook and the zroya we are tzoyla. Where we tzoyla it, the Mechabe says, in Shulchan Aruch, in Tof Ayin Gimel, we tzoyla it on the gecholim. Why we tzoyla it on the gecholim? So he says, the Makar from this Gemara, that the Gemara says that gecholim is called Eish. Oim Ranish, that's Liesh. When you take the zroya, you tzoyla it on the gecholim. So that's called Liesh. So again, so chotcha v'nosa agabi gecholim, when you take the Korban Pesach and you chotchoi, and you place it under gecholim, it's considered tzli eish, the gecholim are called tzli eish. Now Rashi says, chotchoi is referring to that you made slits in the carbon. So Rashi, chotcha lepesach v'loi hivdil. You didn't actually sever the limbs or sever the animal itself. El chotcha b'shnayim v'shloishim mekoymeis lemai tzli yosoi. Like by a barbecue, you make slits in it in order that the tzliya is be memai, the mice tzliya. That's what Rashi learns. It's mashma, you can't be mavdalit, because it has to be a whole carbon. Toises and daf ayin dalad omer aleph, the bamaschal nechtach, he says that the din of gdima kulis, having a whole gdi, is a lechatchil dikadin, it's mitzvah lekalsoi. But it's not going to be possible if you're mavdalit. And he brings a raya in the bottom of that toises, v'chein tonu lekamon chotcha v'nosei agab gecholim. Rabbi Oymer, Oymer nishe zetz liyeis. Mashma chotcha legamri. Is mashma from the Gemara Pashas chotcha? It doesn't mean like Rashi says that you slit it. Chotcha means you cut it totally. Miu Rashi pierced the kamon chotcha shloi hivdiloi. That you're not totally mavdalit. Eloi tzirma b'shnayim v'shloshim mekoymes. But Tosis learns that chotcha over here taka means that you actually were hivdiloi, and it's not ma'akev b'di'evet, it's good even if you're hivdiloi. So zok the Gemara again, tonu rabbonim, chotchoi v'nosna agabi gecholim. If you were chotchoi, either you were mavdalit or you made slits in it, and you placed it on gecholim on coals, Rebbe Oimer, Oimer anish, is that tzliyesh? Gecholim is considered tzliyesh. Now, as a matter of fact, we know when it comes to moshel legabe libun chomer, if a person has a grill, so you can't kasher a grill because the meat itself goes on the grill unless you use libun chomer, use a blowtorch. Another way of be'etzim kashering the grill, meaning the grates, would be, if you take gecholim have a din eish, and you cake the grates
from the top and on the bottom, from both sides. So it's caked within Gcholim, and it turned red hot, the Gcholim, until they got extinguished. So that's also Gcholim Avedinesh, like we see over here. It has a din of Tzliyesh. Zog di Gemara, the following question. Did Rebbe say that Gcholim Avedin Eish? Ureminu, I'll ask you the following question by the sugi of Negoyim. The Pasuk says by Negoyim, there's a parasha called Michvas Eish, when a person has on his or on his skin a Michvas Eish. So we learn from here, Michvas Eish is not just a Michva that came about through a Eish. Michvas Eish, Ein Li'ele Nichva Be'Eish, not just when it's Nichva De Eish, it's considered Tzeras. Nichva Be'Gachelas, let's say it's not an Eish, let's say it threw a Gachelas through a coal, or Be'Remetz, or let's say it was through Remetz. Remetz is ashes. Or let's say it was beremetz, or besidrei teach, or went through hot lime, or begifsis roiseach. Begifsis roiseach, like Rashi, it's a type of sid, a type of lime. Uvechol dov rabo menaur, anything that's heated up through the fire. So all that's considered michvas eish, meaning a special ribui lasuye chamehur, that even water that was heated up for fire is also called michvas eish. So minayin, how do we know it's all nichla and michvas eish? Tamud loyma michve ribu. Riba. Only because it's a special ribu, it says michve in the Torah. So it's mashma that the only reason why gecholim is considered eish because of a special ribu of michve. It's mashma if not for that ribu, holoi rabbi rachmane michve, gecholim lav eish linu. So gecholim would not have it in eish. So how do we say that it's considered tzli eish by the gecholim alone? Omalei, gachela shal eitz loy itzrich ko l'rebuye. You're right. Gachela shel eitz is be'etzim called eish. When we say tzli eish, it's considered even in gecholim. That's talking about gachelas shel eitz because fire goes into the eitz itself. So that's called eish. Mash enken ki itzrich kro. When do you need the pasuk? Gachela shel eitz lo itzrich kro lebuye. Ki itzrich kro le gachela shel mateches. Gachela shel mateches. That's also called eish. That you need a special posik of michva, that the gacheles of mateches would also be considered, when it comes to the goyim, it's considered michva eish. But enech nami, gacheles shel eitz is automatically eish, even without the ribui, because gacheles has a din of an eish.
Now, Tosef has a kashin, the b'maschel holavach gacheles likhe eish, near the Rashba, that motzi lemeimah, you could have really answered, kol rachmona b'michva v'gamirin aminei. That once we have michva to tell me that gechalim is considered eish, that's good for how we know that by Korban Pesach it's called tzli eish. Just like really we had in the Gemara before. The Gemara before said that tanner she's sikoi v'gorfoi. If you have a tanner that you took out the hasoka v'tzola b'is ha-pesach, ain't that tzli eish. Why? Because the Torah says gufa tzli eish tei pomim. So we say time to golag achmona tzli eish tei pomim only because it's megala you need to have the eish gufa. Holo golag achmona avmina tzli eishu. That even begorf is considered the choymetz tzli eish. So we see al kaponim that it's a special gilui dafka over here and otherwise it would be considered cham even though begorf. So how come the pasim uteres? And that Gemara answered golag achmona hosim yafinim ino. The makar gufa that we say that tanish tzika beklipe orlo by gorfer is muta because Torah is megala by tzliyesh zimna that you need the fire itself to be considered tzliyesh and likewise it's not be considered klipe orlo if you removed it you were gorfoy. So just like over there we say goli rachmana. So why don't you say the same goli over here? So Torah really said you could have said so. So be kvega in the Hagois and also Beleza Moshe Horowitz. They say that the etzim over here it's different because over here the michva yamar be all types of toldus ur that everything is called michva even when it's not on the eish meaning hot water or things like that. So memela it would not be a raya to our sugya where you have to have eish taka. The Gemara before when we said golig achmona b'korban pesach tzli eish trei zimna. Over there, taki, you need eish. So the chiddush is that choyim is considered eish. But we don't say over there that told the sa'ar is eish. That avada told the sa'ar is not eish. But over here, where Marbi even told the sa'ar, so mele, it's you can't just say goli rachmona that it's called eish. Because the ma'is where Marbi thinks that it's not eish too.
So HaKabonim, the Gemara is mechala between gachela shel eitz and gachela shel mateches. Gachela shel eitz is taka eish. Mateches needs a special ribui of michve, because mateches doesn't burn like eitz. Zog the Gemara of Gachelim shel mateches lav eishu. You're telling me mateches is not called eish? If it's lead, it's not called eish. If it's metal, v'agabi baskoin d'chsiv be'eish tisorev. It says baskoin is burned be'eish tisorev. It's called sreifa. V'omra master psila shel eiver hoy oisin lo. They made a lead psil. So we see clearly lead is considered eish. So we see it's called the sreifa. It's called lead. It's called eish.
Zog the Gemara shiny hosom. Over there, it's different. By Srevis Baskoyin, the Pasuk says, the Omakro be'eish tisorev. And we dash from the word tisoref, l'rabis kol srefes habayis min ha'esh, anything that's heated up through esh. So memela, anything that's heated up through esh, so it's marbe even lead. And that's why taka aver is nisrabe. But l'oilam, matechas would not be considered esh. Ma'ashekin ba'baskoyen, be'esh tisoref, we learn anything l'rabis kol srefes habayis min ha'esh, meaning aver. And that's why the taka use matechas, they use lead. Fact the Gemara, if you tell me be'esh tisoref is marbe kol srefes, so then kol shekein esh atzmo. So the Oibazoi, if you tell me you're marbe aver, so kol shekein fire itself should be good. So Oibazoi, fact the Gemara, v'nakiv lo v'chavile zmoiris, so be makiv her with chavile zmoiris and burn her literally at the stake with chavile zmoiris all around her. V'niklan, that should be the srefa. Zag the Gemara, no. Asya srefa, srefa in b'nei Aaron. We learn how to, from, just like b'nei Aaron, by Nod Vaviyu, it was over there, it was Mala Halon. It was srefa neshoma, srefa neshoma v'guf kayim. The guf remained, it wasn't a regular srefa. So Afghan, srefa neshoma v'guf kayim, and that's dafka al yedei ever. Frag the Gemara, v'nava lechame ha'ur. Let the Mrs. Baskoyan be ayde chame ha'ur, meaning water that was heated up through fire. So over there, it's also nechatimtsa of guf kayim. So why do we dafka would use ever? So the Gemara, Mishum de Rav Nachman. Dom Rav Nachman, Dom Akro, Vahavta l'rech komoicho. Broil la misa yofi. You want to do a misa that's easy and it's quick. So Eiver is quick, but Mashenken, Chameur is not quick. Frag the Gemara, V'chime achadik de Rav Nachman, after we have this drosha of broil la misa yofi, so gzere shove lomeli. So why do you have to b'chla learn from Bnei Aaron that it has to be, it's guf kayim and it can't be chavile zmeris? Even without this, we know that it can't be chavile zmeris. L'chor it has to be misi yofa. So Gemara Amri, ilav gzere shov, if not for gzere shov, b'nei Aaron, then hava mini, you would say, srefas neshoma v'guf kayim lav srefi. You would say, it's not called b'chol ma'isa srefa. Einich rami need b'chol ma'isa yofa, but it has to be a ma'isa srefa. And who says that srefas neshoma guf kayim is called a srefa? So that's we need a limud of gzere shov of b'nei Aaron, that's considered a ma'isa srefa. V'i mishum d'Rav Nachman. And if you want to be mekayim the din of Rav Nachman, b'chol ma'isa yofa, meaning, if you tell me that Srefas Neshom V'guf Kaim is not called a Srefa, and Memele, the only time it's Srefa is if it's considered like Chavile Zmeris, and that would be considered a real Srefa because the Guf is not Kayim. Aye, what about Brolem Yitziyofa? V'imishum Rav Nachman, so Nefesh L'Chavile Zmeris, Tuva Kechad Thomas Ba'agola. So maybe bring a lot of Chavile Zmeris, so the death will be very quick, but L'Oilam it should be Chavile Zmeris that it totally consume. Komash Melon, that's when you need Xerishov B'nei Aaron. That even Srefas Neshom V'guf Kaim is considered a Maisa Srefa, and Memele, because of the dinner of Nachman of Brolem Yitziyofa, we know that you do Dafka Psilas Aver and not Chavilez Moires. Frag the Gemara, the Elo, if you're learning from B'Eshti Sorif, all types of Srefas, and that's what we remember, even Aver. So be'esh lomali. So why does the Torah have to write esh? If at the end of the day it's marba, even aver, so what does it say esh for? So gemara lafuke aver mikora. It can't be a piece of lead that you remove from the ground that's hot and roiteach mikora on its own, meaning up naturally hot. It had to be something that was heated up through fire. That's dafka de reticha, that's what you need esh for. Be'esh tisorev to tell me lafuke aver, that's aver mikora, which is hot on its own, apiteva, but rather it has to be heated dafka through an esh. We'll stop over here by the Gemara, by the first white line, Omalei Rabbi Yemeli Rabzeira.